Tav Chavav Mebeis. Rabbi Yehuda Meir. Who are we up to? Yehuda Meir? Is that what we're up to? Sir, is that what we're up to? You gave the daf yesterday. Chavav Amid Beis on the bottom. Yehuda Meir Ad Arba Shois. Is that what we got up to? What? Here on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Ad Arba Shois. Tav Chavav Mebeis. Oh, good. It says in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Good, let's start. Rabbi Yehuda Meir. We learned about Plag Mincha. There are two Plag Minchas. Okay.
The world of
Zayin. Today's Chav Zayin. Today is Daf Chav Zayin.
So we're okay.
We're okay, but we have Friday coming up. And Friday we don't learn. So it's going to be 3 o'clock Shabbos. Shabbos, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Get ready. Rabbi Yehuda Meir. At Arba Shois. It says in the Mishnah that Zman Kriya Shema. So Shacharis goes until Ad Arba. So there's a shita. There is a shita Rishonim that says yes.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean,
what do you mean?
Examples.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Okay, fine. Yes. Okay.
Why? What's wrong with saying?
It's easier.
Shosmanio. It's fine. 6 o'clock is sunrise. Okay. Good.
Sunrise.
It's sunrise. 6 o'clock is sunrise.
That's when the day is 6 o'clock.
Okay. So we're now convention 6 o'clock is sunrise. Chatzos Hayoim is 12 o'clock on the dot. Chatzos Lail is 12 at midnight. Okay, so now at Adar Bosh, Zman Tzila goes until the end of 4 hours, which means until 10 o'clock. 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10. 10 o'clock, you can no longer daven shachris. Okay, 7, 10 o'clock. That's over. That's it. You can no longer get credit. For saying tefillah b'zman, it says over here, ad arba shoyis. Ibarlu ad v'ad b'chlal oidilma ad v'ad b'chlal. When we say ad until 4 hours, does that include 4 hours or only 3 hours?
So
that means or until nine. Because the fourth hour is 6 to 7 is one, 7 to 8 is 2, 8 to 9 is 3.
Ad,
if you're gonna say ad v'loy ad b'chlal, 9 to 1 is too late. Right, but if you say ad v'ad b'chlal, you have until 10 o'clock. Obviously, halacha l'mayis utask and ad v'ad b'chlal until 10 o'clock.
Ad
that's the pass. Ad v'ad b'chlal, oydilma ad v'ad b'chlal. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Meir ad plag mincha. Now we're going to discuss mincha. We're going to mincha. What is this man? What is this halacha of ad plag mincha?
That's an hour. Ad plag mincha means an hour and 15 minutes before nightfall.
The question here is no. That's gonna be the question. Now what the halacha of ad plag mincha? What sugya is this discussed? But what is the sugya that he is discussing over here ad plag mincha? He's discussing Zman Tfilas Mincha.
When could you daven Mincha?
Right. Exactly. So we want to borrow.
We are discussing
now Shachris. But we want to know the vocabulary. In order to know the vocabulary of Yehuda, we have to go to a different halacha. Because there's nothing in regard to Tfilas Shachris that can shed light on if he means 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. But if we go to Tfilas Mincha, where he uses the same terminology, he used the word ad, there we'll be able to decipher if in your Buddha's vocabulary is abichlal or not. Then we'll be able to go backwards when it comes to Shachris to figure out what he means as well. Because he's going to be, this is the rule of life, consistency. Consistency, if a person is consistent, then he's the safe person. Inconsistency is the sign of danger. Right. Ad plag mincha. You can daven mincha until plag mincha. Now, what does it mean? Before you can tell me what it means plag mincha, you have to know what it means mincha. Does mincha mean until sunset? What does mincha mean? Mincha means. No. That's a different story. That's already Laila. Mincha, let's assume now, for sake of simplicity, means until sunset. For sake of simplicity, you're right. It may be more complicated. Or mincha means plag mincha. Or means mincha kitana. What is mincha kitana? Mincha kitana is nine. I'm confused already. Let's just read the words inside the Gemara. I'm not even confused. Ad plag mincha. Let's extend. Let's see. The Gemara is going to explain all the nitty gritty. Let's just read the Gemara. Yamarta bishlema ad v'loy ad bichlal. Then avloy ad bichlal. Haynu di ikah ben Rabbi Rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to explain what that means in one moment. The Rabbanan say mincha. The Rabbanan says that you can say mincha
the
whole day. We're going to see. The Rabbanan say you can say mincha until sunset. Until sunset. If you're going to say plag mincha,
you have to specify seif shkia.
6 o'clock. Fine. Let's hold off one line, and we're going to see what it means over here. Ella Yamarta ad v'loyar bechlal Rabbi Yehuda haynu rabbanon. Now let's look at the Rashi. Rashi explains. Haynu rabbanon b'kasal kadaitoch. Rabbi Yehuda plag acharoin. The key on the Rashi on top of the page. Rabbi Yehuda plag acharoin plag acharoin shol mincha acharoin nekamar, which means sunset. Which means
the second half of the mincha.
Ad plag. So now
from 12 to 6. Half of mincha. And it's the second half of three. It's four to six. It's from four. Half of three is more than six.
3:30 to 6.
So let's clarify this. Let's clarify this. Hainu Rabban. Okay, let me read you over here. Kecham Shekin Rabbi Huda. I'm going to give you the Perush. You don't have this. There's no Rashi over here. The Gemara really. He's going to explain this in a few moments anyway, but let me just give you a little demo. Shizman tilas mincha hu ad hamachzis hu acharoina shel zman mincha ketana. That's the key word. The second half, the machzis of zman mincha ketana. And what is mincha ketana?
Smaller mincha.
Now what is mincha ketana? Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, which is
I think usually means 2.5 hours before nightfall.
9.5 hours right. 15.5 is 3:30.
6 o'clock. If 6 o'clock is
exactly, it's 2.5 hours before nightfall.
3:30. Exactly. Now, take that. Okay, you got. I can't take yours. I deal with this the whole morning. I'm not gonna lose my nerve. The whole morning, I lose my.
3:36 is the second half of.
So let's clarify. 3:30 to 6 is called plag mincha.
Yeah.
Half a mincha. Now we're going to take that. It's called the second mincha. That's called the second.
Mincha gedola.
No, mincha gedola is the earliest time you could have mincha.
Exactly.
That's at 12:30.
Exactly.
Mincha gedola is at 12:30.
Right.
So what is mincha ketana? Mincha ketana is 2.5 hours before sunset.
Right.
Why is that called mincha ketana? Because that's the time in the Beis Hamikdash when they offer the carbon tumit shel bein ha'arboyim. Now let's take that 2.5 hours. And let's split it into two. Split it. If you split it into two, therefore it's going to be 1 hour.
Oh, that's the pshat. Oh,
right.
One hour and a quarter.
1 hour and 15 minutes. Which takes us to 4:45. So it's getting clear. Mincha, the second half of the day, is 6 hours. From 12 to 6. From 12 to 6 is mincha. Let's divide
mincha,
that.
The 12:30 to 6 is mincha gedayla.
Right, yeah. Correct. Because you cannot daven mincha. You cannot daven mincha until 12:30. You have to wait at least half an hour after chatzos.
Yeah.
So from 12:30 to 6, it's a 5-hour period of time. It's called the mincha.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to take that period of time. We're going to divide that
into half
to get mincha ketana, which takes us to
from 12:30 you start it from 12 you start.
From 12
you
start.
12:30.
So 12 to 6 is 6 hours.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
Let me read you the parish here. Even though the Gemara has been explaining very detailed, let me read you the parish. Okay, hold on. Let me read this. It's very clear here. I'm going to read you 2 lines. Okay. You don't have this. Let me read this. Shekhar Yehuda Oimer. Shazman tfilas mincha hu ad hamachzis ho acharoina shazman mincha kitana. Now, the af hamachzis ho acharoina bichlal, that's included. The hainu ad ho eref. So the last two mincha kitana, when it says ad plag mincha, ad zman mincha, what is the word?
If you say ad v'ad bichlal, then clearly it's till the night.
It says in the Gemara, what are his words?
Wait.
Ad plag mincha. Okay, what is plag mincha? Until half of mincha. What is plag mincha? Plag mincha is 2.5 hours. I'm sorry, an hour and 15 minutes. I'm sorry, it's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Plag is half.
Right.
The second minute is a half. So
the second plag mincha is from an hour and 15 minutes before sunset until sunset.
Now, if you say that you can say Kriya Shema ad plag mincha, the ad bichlal.
Not Kriya Shema, mincha.
Mincha. So you can say mincha until shki, until the sun sets. Because think until, but if you're going to say that he holds it, you're going to say mincha only until ad v'loya bichlal. So then he means you only can say mincha until 4:45. The rabbanon say until when can you say mincha? Until 6. So there's going to be a difference between the rabbanon. Everyone agrees with that, an exception. The rabbanon hold you can say that mincha until 6 o'clock. The question over here is, Rabbi Huda says uses terminology that's not clear. You can daven mincha until plag mincha.
If you said ad v'loya bichlal,
then then the Rabbi Yehuda is saying exactly the same thing as the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan say until 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And Rabbi Yehuda says until Ad, the Ad Bechlal, Plag Mincha. What is Plag Mincha? Plag Mincha means
an hour
this
and 15.
Hour, and if the, we take that period of time, the period of time of an hour and 15 minutes is called Plag Mincha.
4:45 till 6.
4:45 until 6 is what we call that tikkuf, it's called Plag Mincha.
Yeah.
Mincha Kitana is 2.5 hours before Shkia.
Yeah.
Is 2.5 hours. That's called Mincha Kitana. That's called Mincha. Mincha. When we say Mincha, what is Mincha? So Mincha, according to this understanding, Mincha means 2.5 hours before sunset, which is 3:30. 3:30 is called Mincha. Why is it called Mincha? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, that is when they offer the carbon tamid shel bein harbayim. They offer the carbon bein harbayim.
The bein halacha has a whole.
Okay, fine, fine. We're not after halacha. We're not after halacha now. We have to do the basic.
No, he says that they were already marking the carbon mincha after chatzos, 12:30 already. They bring some most rishonim already.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever it says, I'm not. Okay. But let's learn now. The Gemara says maybe it's not later. Maybe it means not later. The Talmid Shobain Harbaim was offered not later than 2.5 hours before sunset.
Yeah.
That is called Mincha. So we're saying Mincha, the Zman Mincha, is at 3:30. From 3:30 until 6 o'clock is the Tekufa of Mincha.
Yes.
Take that and divide it into two. There's the early plag and there's a later plag. Mincha begins at 3:30 until 6 o'clock. 3:30 until 6 o'clock is called the Zman Mincha. The Zman Mincha. Take the Zman Mincha, split it into two. The first half and the second half. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven Mincha until Plag Mincha. Now that means one of two things. If you translate the words Ad V'loya Bechlal, you can daven Mincha until 4:45. 3:30 to 6 o'clock is the Zman called Mincha.
Yeah.
It's the Zman of Mincha. Take the Zman Mincha, divide it into two parts. There's the first plag and there's the second plag. Plag means a half. Yerbi Huda says you can daven Mincha until the plag. If plag means ad v'loy ad bechlal, you can daven Mincha until 4:45. If ad means ad vi ad bechlal, until 6 o'clock. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say you can daven Mincha until when? Until Shkia. If the ad vi ad bechlal means until 6 o'clock, and the Rabbanan say until 6 o'clock, then there is no disagreement between the Rabbanan and Yehuda. We love machloikis. We want there to be machloikis. We want there. We want there to be machloikis. There has to be machloikis. Otherwise, there will be no point in learning the Gemara. So high nur rabban eloi also high nur rabban. So if we have a raya, let's clarify. Let's follow the Gemara through. Ad v'loy ad bechlal. The same way when it comes to mincha v'loy ad bechlal.
It's the same thing.
Shachris when it says ad 4 hours v'loy ad bechlal till 9 o'clock. Vayta. Fact of elamai ad v'loy ad bechlal emes seifa. V'shal musafim, when can you bring the mincha? When can you bring the karm musaf?
When the rabban all day.
Call him again to talk. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, no, you cannot bring the musaf the entire day.
Rabbi Huda, Shabbat
until 7 hours.
Which means?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Chatzos is 6 o'clock. Chatzos is 6 o'clock. And 1 o'clock is 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, what am I saying? Chatzos is 12 noon.
7 hours, the beginning.
Sheva Shois.
Is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock until Ad Sheva Shois.
You can
Musaf. Musaf can only be said until 1 o'clock according to the Rabbanan.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda Meir Ad Sheva Shois. Now, Netanya. Hayu Lefanav. Now, here's the dilemma. Shall we want to put it Ad now? We want to be consistent. So we want to be consistent now. So what does Ad mean? Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal.
Till 1 o'clock. We're here, it would indicate Ad V'chlal.
What should you first bespell? Shal mincha. Why tadir? What are you talking about? It's not the same zmanim. If ad v'loy ad bechal, when does mincha begin? Well, it says, I amarta b'shloima ad v'loyad b'chlal.
Ad v'ad b'chlal.
Hide the mishkachas to shtei tefilos v'hadei adadi. Because when does mincha, when does the musaf begin? And musaf you can daven until ad sheva shois, including the 7 hour. Including,
right. You mean you have seven, from 1 to 2?
Right, so from 1 to 2, you have until 2 o'clock.
Two o'clock.
When does mincha
begin?
When does musaf start?
When does musaf end?
Starts at 12:30.
When does musaf begin?
Oh, musaf begins when?
Musaf begins at. When does mincha begin?
Musaf.
When does musaf end?
2 o'clock.
Until 7 hours.
Yes. Right.
If ad means ad. If musaf right. means ad ve'ad bechlal,
yeah.
So that means you can daven musaf until 2 o'clock.
Right.
7 hours. What's 7 hours? What's hour number 7? 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Ad ve'ad bechlal.
It's till 2
the
o'clock.
The entire hour until 2 o'clock. When does mincha begin? When does mincha begin? Mincha begins at chatzos, a half an hour after chatzos at 1, at 12:30.
So from 12:30 to 2, they're both
active. Exactly. Ella, Iomar,
and therefore you daven musaf first.
And therefore you daven.
It's going to happen first. It's going to expire first.
Right. So please don't do that. I'm telling you. Ella, Iomar, if you're going to say Ella Marta, ad v'lo yad. Why? Kevon the osyo loshel mincha. When mincha arrives, when does mincha arrive? Mincha arrives. If you hold it ad v'loyad bechlal. So 12:30. And when is musaf over?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. You have half an hour overlap though. Kevon the osyo loshel mincha. Oslo loshel musaf. Let's see Rashi. Why they have half an hour overlap? Let's see Rashi. Mispalel shteis los v'hadi adodi. Chatzi
ha'achron. No, musaf ends at 12 o'clock.
No.
Musaf went at 12 o'clock.
No.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
7 until 7.
No.
Oh, you're right.
Well, it's 12 o'clock.
So, how do you know that Rabbi Shir Taka like answer?
Until the end of the 6 hour,
it's
noon.
It's 7 hours.
At noon. End of the 6th hour.
Let's see Rashi. Go back to Rashi. Rashi says, "Mispalel shel mincha." Rabbanan tell the yom tefilas of musaf and kol yom. K'mayu shel mincha. Who did this kind of? Who did tell me the yom musaf ad sheva shos? V'sulay. V'havulei mitzvah veres. Shel mincha yesh lo oyd shuchus aplag mincha. Shteilos al yadodi. Chatz. Here's Rashi. Chatz. No, I was right. The second half, read the Rashi. Hold on. Chatzi ha'achron shel shosh shviyas. Whose man lishtehen? The second half of the 7th hour.
Which is what time? When is the second half of the 7th?
The 7th hour of the day is between 12.
Right.
Between 12 and 1.
The ad v'loy ad b'chlal means 12. The second half, 12:30.
Okay, that's what it means.
12.
So the 2nd hour of the 7th hour of the day is 12 to 1.
And
you have to get the terminology correct.
Right. So 12
hour number
right.
7
if you say
the
ad
of the day.
To 1.
Cause see, we have a problem. We're not used to this terminology. Why not? Because when we say it's 12:01, we're still calling it 12. Really, it's already
one
minus 59. One minus 59. 14th year.
Exactly. That's right. You start putting out stuff when you're 13 in the day.
You're in your 14th year.
So same thing is true with hours.
So here we go.
Seventh hour starts at 12 o'clock.
Correct. So therefore, mincha begins when at 12:30. When does musaf
end?
If musaf is ad the ad bechlal until 1 o'clock, there's a half an hour overlap. But if it's ad v'loyad bechlal, then only until the 7th hour. The last time you can dive in musaf
until the 7th hour is till 12 o'clock.
Yes. Because
how do you figure?
12:01. 12:01 is the beginning of the 7th hour.
Oh, I see. What you're
just saying. Like when you're 13 years in one day, you're in your 14th year. So if you say ad, the ad bechlal, until 7 hours, you can daven mincha until 1 o'clock. Until you can daven musaf until 1 o'clock. I made a mistake before. I told you until 2 o'clock. You can daven musaf until 1 o'clock. So, and when does mincha begin l'chol hadeos? Mincha begins at 12:30. So if you hold at the ad bechlal, there's a half an hour overlap.
And therefore you have to say musaf first.
Tadir.
But second, according to Rabbi Yehuda, until when can you daven musaf?
That's the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says until the seventh hour.
If you say including the seventh hour.
1 o'clock.
One o'clock.
If you hold ad v'loy ad
is that a problem? It's still
no. Then it makes sense. Then tadir v'she'ein
not tadir v'she'ein tadir because it's oiveres.
Here this was the rabbanon. Since it's oiveres, you're running out of time. You're running out of time. Why are you running out of time? Because you only have a half an hour left to daven
musaf,
and you have the whole day to daven mincha. But there's a possibility. The point we want to make is there's a possibility. There's a zone where both of them are present together,
right.
And now you have a dilemma, which one should I do? But if you hold that ad, v'loyad v'chlal, you never have the situation to begin with.
Right.
Because when is the end of Tfilas Musaf? 12 o'clock. You can no longer daven Musaf at 12:01. When does Tfilas Mincha first begin? At 12:30. So you never have a situation where the Shaila is relevant.
Right.
Because if you said I've had blood club, that means until 12.
Until 12. And when does Mincha begin?
12:30.
It's not Shaykh. So it has to then be ad, the ad bichlal. Stira. We before said it means ad, the loy ad bichlal. Here it has to be ad bichlal. When Mincha comes at 12:30,
it's already gone.
Elamai. So what then do you want to say?
You can't have this kind of.
Right.
Scenario.
So what do you want to say? Then Advi Abichlal Kosher Reisha, because over here Advi Abichlal means only in the Abichlal Reisha. When it says,
it says
there by Mincha. It says that there it has to be all the way until that's the Mincha. Reisha here means Mincha. The end of the Zman Mincha. Klag Mincha. If Vlad Mincha means ad, the loyad bichlal, ad v'ad bichlal, like it has to be over here, there's no difference between the Rabbanon, between the Rabbanon of Yehuda. The end of Zman Mincha. So my ikav and Rabbanon. So the Gemara gives the Mordechai Yisoid now. Me savar to the high plag mincha plag acharoina kama. Remember, mincha begins at 12:30 and it goes until 6 o'clock. Whoever told you, and we're dividing that up into 2.5 hours,
the first 1.25 hours the and first, the second one.
Right, we're dividing that up. Whoever told you that plag means that me, Savarta, the high plag mincha, the high plag mincha plag achroin kamar, plag rishoin kamar, meaning the first plag.
30 to 4:45.
Add, so no, it's two and it's mincha kitana. Let's get the terminology. Mincha gedoyla is what? 12:30. 12:30 is Mincha Gedoyla. Mincha Kitana is when? 3:30. So we're discussing Mincha Kitana. We're taking Mincha Kitana and we're dividing it into plag. Plag number one, plag number two. Until now, we thought it was 4:45 until 6. Wrong! When it says that you can daven Mincha until plag, means plag, ad, the ad bechlal, but the focus is plag, the first plag.
3:30
to 4:45.
Exactly.
Mincha 4:45. Until now, we
thought plag means the second plag, and it means ad v'loy ad bechlal. From 3:30 until 6 o'clock is the zman of mincha. Take that and split it. Early plag, late plag. Until now we thought ad plag means the later plag. Ad v'loyad bichlal.
Until 4:45.
That can't be because that's inconsistent with the safe of the Mishnah. Einachanami, you're right, we have charata. Ad plag means the first plag. And here taka means ad v'ad bichlal.
And you cannot mincha
till 4:45. Until 4:45 is Zehu, that's it. Plag Rishoyna Kamar. Emas Nothic Plag Rishoyna. When the Plag Rishoyna ends, the oil Plag Acharoyna. When does that happen? Michi Nofke Yud Aleph Shois Chosar Rivia. An hour and 15 minutes. The last, when you get to the Zman, when there's only an hour and 15 minutes left to the day.
Right.
The day Yud Aleph Shois. 11 hours, chaser revia.
Which is 10 3/4 hours.
10 3/4 hours. That's when we need. There's an hour and 15 minutes left at the end of the day. That's the zman. So there's an afkamin in the rabbanon and Yehuda. Can you daven mincha during that 1 hour and 15 minutes? According to the rabbanon, you can still daven mincha. According to Rabbi, you can no longer daven mincha that last 1 hour and 15 minutes. Oh no, Nachman. Af and now it's named the Yehuda. Ben Baba Hayin b'chamish. He said five different zachen. Number one is she moanin es haketana, that a ketana that gets married with the rabbanon, a woman has no father. She has no father, and her mother and brother married her. It's a marriage with Rabbanan. She now becomes 12 years old. You ask 12 and 6 months, you ask her, do you like this guy? If you don't like this guy, then the marriage is annulled. You don't need to get. It's key. The marriage never happened.
But you're talking about they married it off before she was 12? Midrabanan,
before she was a ketana.
And then after...
And then she becomes 12 and 6 months. Midoraisa, a father.
You know what this reminds me of conversion, the same thing. Convert, and after convert, he has the choice, or she has the choice.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, so therefore, then number one is, Hakatana, this is Naguna. Aguna, Erecha, the incredible Chiddush that I will now show you today. That a woman, did her husband die? 1A, she could remarry. The alternative.
One person's enough to,
yes, to allow
justify
woman,
that her husband.
Yes, correct.
Now
I'll sugya. The alternative, Shniskal Yushlam, alternative, Shogas and Nevesh. That if a bird, even
if there's a
Shorshniskal, you stone it, you have to skill it. Yes, you do skill on a tarnagol. Well, yayin ben arboim yom shenisnasich al gabim mizbeach, is that you need a mizbeach sheicha. How old does the wine have to be fit for nisachim?
So he says 40 days.
40 days. Now, here's the part that we need for our sugya number 5. This is what's relevant to our sugya. Yal tamid shal shachar, shakarev ve'arba shal. Now, we're wondering right over here to the Rabbi Hood of our sugya of what is the zman shachris. The Zman Shachris is connected to Talmud Shal Shachar, right?
Yeah.
That was the previous sugya. Talmud Shal Shachar until 4 hours. No. What does it mean 4 hours? Does it mean Ad? The Ad Bechlal or Ad Vloya Bechlal? Shma Mino, it's Vitalia Talmud Shal Shachar. Shekorev Netis, he does not say the word Ad. Here is the proof. Shekorev Be'arba Shos, in the 4th hour. So that means Ad V'Ad Bechlal. Okay, because here it does not use terminology that's vague. Until now, we use terminology that's vague. Here it says claw that you bring the bitumen in the 4th hour. Shma mina, ad vi ad bechlal shma mina. Gvaldik. Ana am gavkan aluch Rabbi Huda. We pass in that mishoil sutu tzam bevechirut in idius. Mesechta idius is the bevechirut. It's the chosen mesechta. Why is it chosen? Because they don't learn it in daf yomi. That's why it's chosen. But only the chosen ones learn it. It wasn't learned Afyomi. It's not part of the cycle.
Again, where does this fit in the Gemara?
The Rabbi Yehuda, the whole sugya, we started today with the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zman Shachris goes until the 4th hour.
Yeah.
And the Gemara's maskan is Ad V'Abachlal. And it says here in the Braisa that they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar in the 4th hour. Correct. They brought it even at 9:59. Right. They were still bringing. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda. And since we know that tefillah is kineged the tamidin, that was yesterday's daf.
Right.
Tefillah corresponds to the Talmud Shal Shachar. So if you can bring the Talmud Shal Shachar until 10 o'clock, if you can bring the Talmud Shal Shachar until 10 o'clock, you can daven Shacharis until 10 o'clock.
Right, yeah, right.
And that's the halacha because it says so. The Feirish explicitly in Masechta is Hoyel Utlan Bevechirta Chavosei in Bevechirta Mitzvah Idias. Vaita.
There it says Rabbi
Huda. The next word.
Bevechirta Chavosei. That's a new Dibur Hamaschol. That's a new Dibur Hamaschol.
What do you mean? That's in
Midias. No, it's new Dibur Hamaschol. It says Bevechirta Mitzvah Idias that you like Rabbi Huda that you can dive in Shachar.
But we know that. How do you call it?
We're done. Next Gemara. Tanan, next. New Sugya. The Altamin Shal Shacha Shakar Barabar Shos. Man Tanu Lulhod the Tan. We have the Halacha. The Cham Hashemesh Dunamos. Barabar Shos. It says that the mun it melted. When did the mun left the leftovers? If you did not collect the mun by the certain point of the sun, when the sun was shining strongly, it melted. At what moment in the day was that moment of V'cham Hashemesh Vinamos? It says here in the Braisa, Be'arba Shos, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, the mun melted. Maybe it melted when the sun was hot. 12 o'clock. Well, that's when the sun is betakfay. It says. It says by Avram Avinu. It's not. So here, since it says there are two different terms. There's a term called kichoim hayoim, and there's a term v'cham hashemesh. We have to differentiate between these two terms. The Torah,
why it's like in itself is not differentiated automatically. One is four, one is six.
How do you know? We have two different terms.
You have to know from the way the words
there are two different terms.
How do you know it's harei sheishos?
That's because there we know by Avram Avinu Messiah. How do you know there? Because obviously when it says kichoim hayoim is in more intensity. The word kichoim hayoim connotes greater intensity than v'cham hashemesh. Take the two terms.
Kichoim hayoim is the most boiling part of the day, which is 12 o'clock.
And the reality is it's hotter at 12 o'clock than it is at 10 o'clock. So therefore, since we have two terms, if we only had one term, you can do whatever you want. Correct. But if we have two terms and we match them up, it has to be kichoim hayoim is more 12. Intense, and that is 12. It must be. When it says kicham hashemesh, it means 6. It says kichoim hayoim harayit sheshos. Omar ha'mani mekayim kicham hashemesh demos be'arbashos. Now, so it says over here, this Brayis's klor says that 10 o'clock on the dot, the mun began to melt. Who is the one, the tan of this Brayisa? Money. Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbanan. Why? How do you know? Rabbi Yehuda arba shois na mitzafra hu. Because he holds until 4 hours. It's tzafra, meaning it says here, this means the day is over. What we know over here is that the mun began to melt when it's no longer the tzafra. Means because another pasuk. Rashi explains. Rashi, look down the Rashi on the side. You have to go all the way down towards the bottom of the page. Because the bottom of the page, it says the pasuk, the very important word. The first wide line, whenever Rashi says Kiloimar, we're in trouble. Everywhere is hot. Okay, so Rashi is a Yesoid. That there's a time of the day where everywhere you go, you're going to get hot, even in the shade. Even the shade is not going to be
free. So it's
not
because it's pronounced kachoyim, because it says hayom instead of hashemesh.
The word, excellent, hayom. You're right, the word, the key word, you are right. You're right, your word is hayom. The key word is hayom. That's the key. We have to go back and clarify this point. It says, hayom. The key word here is tzafra. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you could daven shachris means shachar. You daven tefillah shachris in the morning. When does the morning come to an end?
10 o'clock.
So, he holds 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is the end of the morning. 10 o'clock, that's the last moment of the morning. It's still called morning. 10 o'clock is the last moment of the morning. And we have over here now a drasha. It says this it says by the mon, it says by Avram Avinu, kichoim hayoim, v'lo amar kichoim hashemesh. It doesn't say the sun, it says the yoim. El hayoim, mashma, kol hamakoim hatzchamin, everywhere is hot. Not only where the sun is shining is it's hot even where the sun is not shining,
right.
In the shade. Because it says the day is hot. That's midday. It's next Rashi. Ha, mani mekayim v'cham hashemesh.
At midnight, midday, there's no shade, really.
No, there is
the
shade.
The sun is right up.
Even if, no. Even if you'll make shade, even if you'll go and you'll create shade, it will still be hot because the intensity of the heat spreads into, the intensity of the heat spreads into the shade. Now, but there's another passage that says v'cham hashemesh. It's only hot. Where the sun shines, that's 10 o'clock. The mashma, hashemesh cham, v'hatzel tzoinin. Where the sun is shining, it's hot, it's still shining. That must be Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to be 4 hours. Be arba shoyis. The ilu koydim arba shoyis, af hashemesh tzoinin. Look what Rashi over here says. Because at 9 o'clock, even where the sun is shining, it's going to be cold. So you have three times, there's a merdeka yisayda by yisayda. That in the beginning of the day, even where the sun shines, it is cold. When it comes 10 o'clock, then we differentiate. Where the sun shines, it is hot. Where there's shade, it's cold. When it comes 12 o'clock, it's hot everywhere. Now, what's the kasha? Next Rashi, Mani. Who is the Tana? Ha, the arba, lav boiker, who? Now here's the key word. This is really the Rashi I want to point out. This is the only Rashi really is relevant that there's a critical for the Gemara. The Hok Siv, here's the Makar. Vayilgitu oisoy baboiker baboiker. They had a right to collect it, which means the melting did not yet begin as long as it's called boiker. It says boiker. When it's boiker, you can collect it. If it's collectible, it means it's not yet melting.
Right.
So that means it's not melting yet. Then the cham hashemesh v'namos, hanois the leftovers. Umidemoike v'namos be'arba sha'os. If we're going to Zed sign that it began till at 4 hours michlal, that's not zman boiker. The lav zman lekitahu v'lav boiker mikri.
So that's it's very good. According to Rav Yehuda.
And Rav Yehuda says, no, here's the kasha. Oh, but in fact, the next line of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that 10 o'clock is boiker. Why? Because arbo shoyts nami tzafruhu. Because when we say 4 hours, what does it mean 4 hours? It means the fourth hour. It means 9 to 10.
Including the fourth hour.
And when it says vinamos, I did not clarify, right. It's my fault. Vinamos means it began to melt at 9:01.
Right.
In the fourth hour, right. Began to melt.
Right.
So at 9:01, the mun began to melt. If the mun began to melt, that means you're now past the zman of boiker. So boiker ends at 9 o'clock. 9:01 begins the tkufa of the cham hashemesh v'namos. So it's no longer boiker. If it's no longer boiker, then you can't daven shachris, because shachris was connected to Tomet Shel Shachar, which is synonymous with boiker.
Right.
But it's no longer called boiker at 9:01, and he says you can daven until Adav Yabachal until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So this cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have another hour. So it's no longer boiker. Back to the Gemara. You could still call boiker until 10 o'clock. And here we just concluded that when it got to the fourth hour, which means 9:01, from 9 to 10 is the fourth hour, the money already began to melt. It's no longer boiker. It's called boiker. You can daven shachris at chatzais till chatzais. Nami tzafru. So we have a kasha.
But if this is going according to the rabbanon,
then you can daven shachris. It's still called boiker. The zman of lekita does not end until chatzais. The zman lekita, you're allowed to collect the man by yilketu oisoy ba boiker goes all the way until chatzais. It's still called boiker until 12 o'clock. The Cham HaShemesh V'Namos begins at 12:01, according to the Rabbanan.
Yeah, but it says clear V'Namos Ba'Avos Shas.
Exactly.
Of course,
so
it doesn't go
exactly,
the
exactly. So who's the left? It can't be going like the Rabbanan, because they until Chatzos. So go like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Boiker goes until 10 o'clock. And here it says that already at 9:01 Be'Arbo Shois. Stira. Back to the Gemara. Yerabon Ar Chatzos Na Mitzafu. Iba Yisema Rabbi Yehuda. Iba Yisema Rabbi Yehuda. Iba Yisema Rabbi Yehuda. Amakra, baboiker, baboiker. It says the boiker twice in the Torah. Take the word boiker and split it. So therefore, from 9, when is boiker?
Black boiker.
Split it until what time? You have 6 hours till 9 o'clock. Amakra, baboiker, baboiker. Chalkei l'shnei bekarim. It says boiker twice.
So the nine, so
the boiker before the boiker. So the whole boiker is until 12 o'clock.
Nee.
6 hours. Split that into 3 hours. When the 3 hours until 9 o'clock? You have 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. 9:01, the Cham HaShemesh V'Namos.
So and baker perfect. Is another word for 9 o'clock.
9:01, it begins to melt. At Be'arba, so it's the beginning of the fourth hour, begins to melt. Perfect.
So if it's good, how could you say that? Two mornings.
It says in the Pasuk, two mornings. Vayilketu oisoi baboiker baboiker.
The morning of the morning.
It doesn't mean daily. It means the morning before the morning. The morning ends at 12 o'clock.
Oh,
the morning before that. That's how
Rashi explains
it
like that?
Yes.
Okay,
Viba Yisema, we gotta go quickly. Viba Yehuda. Hi, Boiker, Yatira, Lahaktim Lo Shachas. I also like this drush. I'm also enamored by the repetition of Baboiker, Boiker, but he does not take the whole day of 6 hours and split into 3-3. He says, Boiker, I hold Boiker, ends at 10:01. 10 o'clock is Boiker. 10:01 is the end of Boiker. Because that the Tomet Shel Shachar houses all drasha. By the mon, there's this extra wood boiker, which goes back 1 hour. It began to melt at 9:01. Not a stira. When it comes to tefillah, you can daven shachris, esa keves echot haseva boiker. Boiker goes until 10 o'clock. But by the mon, it says ba boiker. So the first boiker tells me 10 o'clock. But then there's an extra boiker, which goes back only 1 hour. Takes you back 1 hour. The machloikis, the rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, do we take the day and we divide the two parts, go back 3 hours, or if you hold that your starting point is 12, we're now going to go back
here. But that's a pshat. That drush. Means every day,
daily.
Every morning.
Excellent. Pshat daily. Babayka divrei Torah l'shon v'yad means daily. Gvaldik. Next, Shachas. This week's parasha. Tefillin. Is it going on tefillin or going on Karban Pesach? And it's going on the Karban Pesach, it means occasionally, once a year. Miyamim yamimba. It's going on tefillin, miyamim yamimba, daily. Next. The Kuliyav, everyone agrees, everyone agrees, Laskana, that the mon began to melt at 10 o'clock on the dot. My mashma. How do you know that? Where do you get that? Just because we have two psukim. Pasuk number one says kechoy mashemesh, and this is v'cham hashemesh, and you compare one to the other. Very nice, but how did you get to that point with precision at exactly 10 o'clock on the day it began to melt? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amakra v'cham hashemesh, it's hot v'namos. Ezohi shoa shehashemesh cham. This is what Rashi said. Rashi already told us at the end of the Gemara, for Shad of the Gemara, that when is the moment in time when it's hot? When this, where you're in the rays of the sun, but it's cold when you're in the shade. Ezel Mokim, what's the place? Ezel Hitzrosh Hashemesh Cham Vetzal Tzonin. Haviyomer Be'arba Shois. Next, Tzos Mincha, and it goes until Wednesday and Zman out of every corner to Rabban until sunset, until like a litvak, until the sun sets. If Yachasid,
until
Yachasid, so whatever that means, until Plag Mincha, Omar until Plag Mincha, which means an hour. Mincha means from. Mincha is from 12:30 until 6. Plag mincha, split that zman into two parts, and
stop the 12:30.
Mincha ketana. I made a mistake. The whole day of mincha is from 12:30 until 6. Plag mincha gedoyla is at 12:30. Mincha ketana is at 3:30. Take from 3:30 until sunset, those 2.5 hours, split it into two. An hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, and you can da mincha ad vi ad bichlal, plag mincha, and we say plag means the first half of that tkufa, ad vi ad bichlal until 4:45.
where do we get the mincha times 3:30?
The Gemara says that they did not bring the the Talmid shall Aben Harbayim later than Mincha Kitana 2.5 hours before sunset.
It was the latest time they brought it?
The latest time they brought it. That's what it says in the Chazal.
Wow, so what did they do Erev Pesach?
Erev Pesach was an exception. Erev Pesach was an exception. That's a sugya in itself, but generally...
So they cut down the time of possible Karbanos. Because that was the last Karban of the day.
Gemara, right. Hashlem olecha, olecha hashlem kol hakarbonus kula. Hashlem olecha, right. That's a different sugya. But on a regular day, Chazal said they did not bring the carb mishal ben avayim later than 2.5 hours before sunset. And that's what we call mincha kitana. Take that zman from there until the end of the day, split it into two plagues. The first half and the second half. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha until plag mincha. He's referring to the first half. And in the first half, but ad the ad bichlal. You have to first define which plag he's referring to, and then explain it means
the
ad.
Second plag
then it would be ad v'loy ad bichlal.
Because if it was ad bichlal,
it would be until sunset. And sunset is what the rabbanon say. Right? From those 2.5 hours, takes you until sunset. The rabbanon says you can daven mincha until sunset. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha until plag mincha. If ad means ad vi ad bechlal, and we do not want there to be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda, we want there to be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. So when we take those 2.5 hours, we divide into two plags, and Rabbi Yehuda says ad plag, the identification of plag is the first half, the first hour and 15 minutes, ad the ad bechlal, which means you can daven mincha until 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. There was a 2.5 hour period of time. We broke that into two parts, and he says you can daven mincha through the fullness of the first half, which takes you to the beginning of the second half, which is an hour and 50 minutes. Because Rav Yisrael Chosim, Amar Kahana, Aloch Rav Yehuda. Hoyle, we learned before that what is the beginning, the end of Shachris. The Zman Tfilah Shachris ends at 10 o'clock. Why? 4 hours, ad ve'ad bechlal, ad arbo shoyz, ad ya bechlal, instead of idiots, we pass like that.
Right.
That's by Shachris.
Right.
Do we also pass like a Yehuda when it comes to Mincha, which means Mincha, you have to finish Mincha before, an hour and 50 minutes before sunset. Hochamai, how do we pass with regard to Mincha? The Gemara Ishtik, silence. V'loy Omar v'lo midi. Did not give a response. Amr Chissa, nechsena. He doesn't want to give me an answer.
Now, how do you pass
by mincha? Do we pass like a mincha rabbanan? Michti, let's see. Let's go look at a ma'isa raf. Look at a ma'isa. Right. Look at the tachamim. Michti, midrav ma'asi shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. Rav davened in early Shabbos. He davened Shachris, Kabbalah Shabbos. He davened Ma'ariv. Ma'asi shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. Mibo'id yoyim. Shma mino. Halacha kravid. Because we'll be tired to the sasri. Let's explain. He davened, he made an early Shabbos. Rav made an early Shabbos. He davened Ma'ariv before sunset.
Yeah.
How could you daven Ma'ariv before sunset?
People do it every day.
If you're davening Ma'ariv before sunset, that's the Zman Mincha. You cannot daven, everyone agrees, there's a Zman for Shachris, a Zman for Mincha, and a Zman for Ma'ariv, and they don't overlap.
You have to specify sunset.
Let's clarify, we have to go very quick. The Zmanim of Tefillah cannot overlap. There's no such thing as davening two Tefillahs in the same Zman. That is called Tarte de Sasre. It is a contradiction. It's a contradiction to daven two Tefillahs in the same. If now is the Zman of Mincha, it's not the Zman of Ma'ariv. If Rav davened Ma'ariv before the sun went down, so obviously that's the Zman of Ma'ariv. If that's the Zman of Ma'ariv, that's not the Zman of Mincha. So when did Mincha end?
That means he held according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, exactly. So it must be that Mincha ends at an hour and 15 minutes.
Why is there an exception? Because you were Makabel Shabbos. So it's a
famous Shabbos. The Gemara, we do Tarte de Sasre, that's very problematic. But the Gemara now is pure. Right. Pure. The Zmanim of Tefillah cannot overlap.
Why is there an exception?
Let's go to the Gemara. The Zmanim can, let's assume this Yisoid. The Zmanim cannot overlap. If they cannot overlap, and he's davening Ma'ariv, when the sun is shining, obviously that's no longer the Zman of Mincha. So when did Mincha end?
4:45.
4:45. So that's a raya that we paskin like that. Yeah. Rav like Yehuda. I mean, the Rav Masi.
Why is that a raya? Just because he was noig like that?
Yeah, Rav was a good hador. Rav,
maybe every Shabbos was an exception.
The Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara does not want to say that. I saying a good
maybe
point.
It's an Indian Shabbos.
Oh, you're right. Let's go one step at a time. Let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. We have to go fast. Amar Chisa, Anechsenan, Midrav Maaseh Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos Beboid Yom Shemam Na Lachav Yehuda. Adraba, Midrav Huna. Only Rav, he's the only Gadol Hadar. Shemino Maaseh Oichel Gadol Hadar. What does Shemino Maaseh do? Adraba, Midrav Huna, Rabbanan, Rav Huna, and Rav Shal Zev, and Rav Shal Liman, and Rav Shalom Rabinowitz. They Rabban Loyavi Maaseh Adorita. They dive in Ma'arif after sunset.
We're talking about Shabbos.
Friday night. They made a late Shabbos. Uh-huh. A late Shabbos. Uh-huh. So it must be that they held that you're not allowed to make an early Shabbos. You can't, then the Mincha goes all the way until sunset. Shema Mina. So the Eichel Gedol Lehadar. Shema Mina Lach Rabbi Yehuda.
Why? Because it's two against one?
Well, you see different Gedol Lehadar.
He's his Talmud and he's still holding on again.
He was a Talmud of Rav.
Oh,
he was a Talmud of Rav. So there the Gemara says, therefore the Gemara says the Murdik Yisoid. And you can twist and turn this, as Rabbi Shol Zev was trying to allude to, because the Gemara over here, you can read into this Gemara whatever you want, it's like the Mun.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the Mun. This Gemara over here is like the Mun. Whatever you want to read in this Gemara, good for you, do whatever you want, no one can say to you, boo. Hashta, deloyit mar hilchasov loy kemar, v'loy kemar, the Avid Kemar Avid,
or
the Avid Kemar Avid. Yeah. Do whatever you want. Ad Kedei Kach, you can daven both during the same Zman.
No, you can't.
Why not? Maisa B'chol Yoim. Tired of the Sasre. No, why not? People do it all the day, all the time.
You can't.
Maisa B'chol Yoim. It's saying the Gemara Beferish. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You can do like Mar, you can do even at the same time.
Say you
I told you.
The Rishonim say you can't flip-flop. You can't flip-flop.
What do you mean?
Adam Linux Tamid, either
okay, Kedaz or right, Huda. I could show you Makara.
What do you mean? Every day you can't
Lechad Chilas. The Gemara says something very, very vague. Lechad Chila, what this means to say is pick one opinion and stick with it.
Exactly.
Okay? Or you can say, today I'll pick one opinion and stick with it. And another day I'll take another opinion. Or Shabbos, or but don't do Tarti the Sasre.
And you know,
don't
do
in
that?
The same he day.
On the same day, right?
But some go so far to learn Pshat in the Gemara.
It's not the same day, Mincha Marv.
Some go so far in the Pshat in the Gemara.
Really?
Is to say you can even dive in Mincha Marv during the last hour and 50 minutes. And you can do both. And some say you can only do this Friday night, but you can't do it during the week.
Right.
And some say, but Shas HaTrach, you do it during the week also. During the week also. When it says in the Gemara, the Ovid Kamar, Ovid, if you want to interpret the Gemara to mean that you can even do it during one day, you want to take that last hour and 15 minutes and become Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Right now, it's man, I'm going like the Rabbanon. It's man, Mincha. And then you finish davening your mincha. And now we're going to pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. It's now the Zman Ma'arif. You want to do that?
I don't think that's what he means.
Yes! Yes!
Within the same day.
It's a B'diyeved.
What's the number they wait for?
That's what we do today.
What?
What's the number
What number we wait for?
Mincha Ma'arif before plug?
What?
Mincha Ma'arif in the same Zman. In the same
number.
In the same hour. Let's say from 4:45
to 6. You want to be machmed, what is called Erev. The Gra says, we're machmed at sunset. So you're getting confused. 50 minutes. Rabbi Yisrael, 50 minutes.
Mincha
Ma'arif, one night. Rabbi Yisrael. Ad kan. We have to go. Okay. We got the Yisoidos. I told you Pshat. You don't like my Pshat. I can't
you
help you.
Loud?
I can't help you if you don't like Pshat. What?
Rav. Your father used to do that in the show?
My father. The whole world does this.
No.
The whole world does this. Okay, all right. Weiter. Rav Ikla Lebe Geneva. Rav Vizabe Geneva Vitzali Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. He daven, he passed like, Rabbi Yehuda, and he davened in Marv when the sun was still shining. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening behind his Rebbe, was standing right behind the Rebbe. The same Rav finished the davening. But the Talmud still didn't finish davening yet. The Talmud was still going. He couldn't take his steps back. Okay, just
Rav couldn't take his steps back.
Right, Rav could not take his steps because the Talmud. Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening right behind the Rebbe, and the Talmud davened longer Shmoyne Esher than the Rebbe. So Shmamina Tlas. Shmamina, what we know over here is from the story that he davened when the sun was still shining. He davened Ma'arif. Shmamina Mispal Odom Shal Shabbos, Ve'er Shabbos. We passing like Rabbi Yehuda. You can daven. Number two, Shmamina Mispal Odom Talmud Achori Rabbi. A Talmud is allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. Ushmamino, also La'avor, Kegam Spalim, you're not allowed, that's why he did not take a step back. Right. He did not go backwards. He valid the Messiah of Yeshua ben Levi, the Mishra ben Levi, also La'avor, Kegam Spalim, for any really, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asli, Cholfe, they did pass in front of someone davening. Someone was davening Shemon Esrei, and they walked in front of them. That's an Akasha. They were more than Dalit Amos away. If they walked in front of the person, and the person was diving over there in the back of the shul, you walk in front of them more than Dalit Amos away, that's mutter. Rabbi Ami Rav Asi Chutz La'arba Amos Chud D'Cholfei. Period. Refrek the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Ahichi Yavash, how could he dive behind his Rebbe? You don't let that behind your Rebbe. Behind your Rebbe, that's not that respectful. It is categorically forbidden to dive behind your Rebbe. The Tanya Rabbi Lezo Emer, Hamzachar Achar Rabbi, have a nice and Shalom Rabbi, you go to say, Rebbe, good morning, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Vamachsir Shalom Rabbi, or if you respond, Aleichem Shalom, Vachoylik al Yeshivasa Shalom Rabbi, what does that mean? Yachoylik a Psak Halacha, what does Rashi say over here, Shalom Rabbi, Those Rashi
sets
the same.
Up a yeshiva and gives lectures without permission.
Without permission, okay, you make another yeshiva. You have a yeshiva, and you make your own yeshiva without permission. You rabbi, and you say something that you're not even me for rabbi in his name. Of course, you say in his name. Like Chassam Sofer says, Chassam Sofer is famous saying, I don't mind if you steal my Torah. You want to plagiarize my Torah? You want to steal my Torah? Fine, but don't say your chidushim in my name.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you steal my Torah and say it in your name.
Don't make up
your own svaris. Don't say your own divrei Torah and say that the Chassam Sofer says this. So therefore, so what do you see in this house? So good that you're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe. The Gemara says, in a chanami, you're talking allowed to. It was not your average Rebbe Talmud relationship. He was a Talmud Chaver. He was a colleague. He was a student, but he was really came out on the same level. It's a different time than the time to prove to you. Time to come with Rebbe Yirmiyahu Barabba Lurav Mi Bodalt. He said to him, Rebbe Yadavin Myriv, were you also poyreish from doing malacha? The more interesting in the Nai Yisoid, New Yisoid, is that just because you daven Myriv doesn't mean you're Mekabel Shabbos.
Is that so?
Hai l'chud v'hai l'chud. Pili ployim. The sun did not yet set. What? There's a din of davening. There's a din. Listen, it's not so simple. Okay, we're very machmir today. We have all the chumers today together. But mikra hadin, you have to think about this very deeply. Davening a kriyashma. Kriyashma, Chazal says, is when you go to sleep and when you wake up. People wake up in the middle of the night, the Gemara says. People go to sleep at a certain time. It happens to be a coincidence that the Zman of saying Kriyat Shema happened to overlap more or less with when it's the beginning of the day and when it's the beginning of the night. But the truth, the Gemara showed that's not necessarily true. The Zman of Kriyat Shema is when you go to sleep. When do you go to sleep? You don't go to sleep. You go to sleep. Maybe you go to sleep later than the beginning of the night. Maybe Zman Laila begins Achveis at 6 o'clock, but people don't go to sleep until 6:20. So the Zman Kriyashma begins when you go to sleep. When is Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris? When you wake up. The day does not begin until 6 o'clock, but people wake up at 5:30. It's not necessarily totally Zebazet. Zelbazach. The Zman of Tefillah is not related to Shabbos. Shabbos is dependent upon the calendar day. When does Shabbos begin? Sunset. Shabbos begins Tzeis HaKachavim, whatever you want to call Laila, whatever Laila means, whatever it's Tzeis HaKachavim, with sunset, whatever it is, Laila. Myriv is a different Zman. Myriv is a different Zman. So just because the Rebbe daven Myriv, and it was, this doesn't necessarily mean that he was Makabel Tzeis for Shabbos. You can daven Myriv, and it's not Shabbos. The Gemara makes such a suggestion. Behind the Kamalei Rabbi Yimelu Rabbi Abba Larav, that's not in the Sugya. Me Bodalt Rebbe, you daven Myriv. Were you poiresh? Did you desist? Did you separate yourself from doing Malacha Me Bodalt? Amalei Inye Bodelna. Naichidish. I was Mekabel Shabbos with my Myriv. I wanted to be Shabbos Oichid. I want the full Taikif. I daven Myriv, Mitech Kiddush Shabbos.
Why did the Kiddush?
What?
What's the
because who says you can daven Myriv without being Mekabel Shabbos? Right. I explained that before. Exactly. Vaita. Now, what do we want out of this? We want that the language. He did not speak with Derech Eretz. If this is his real Rebbe, he say Mi Mar. He should have said to the master. He left at the master. Yeah. So Amar, he did not ask him. Mi Bodel Mar. Did my master? Did he also Mi Parisha Malacha? Umi, period. Okay, that's it. The language indicates that he's the Talmud Chaver. Frag the Gemara, Mi Bodil. Did he separate from the Malach? Did he abstain? Is that true? Va'amar, Rav Avin, Pama, Chasim, Yisrael, Rebbe, Shal Shabbos, Rebbe Shabbos. Of course he didn't. He told him yes. I abstained from doing Malacha. I will show you that it's not true that Rav, he would daven Myriv, but he still did Malacha. How do you know? Because he went to the bathhouse. He daven Myriv, and then he went to the mikvah. He went for a shower.
But this is not the same person.
It is the same person.
It's his
Rebbe. Pamachas, his special Rebbe. Okay, it's a different person, but it's the same. We assume the same is the same halacha. We have a Rebbe, Pamachas, special Rebbe, Shal Shabbos, Rebbe Shabbos. Obviously, he passed like a Yehuda. You can daven Myriv. And after he davened, you know what he did? He went to the spa. He went to the Schwitz. The Nichnas Lemerchatz. The Yotzavish. And after he came out of the Merchatz, he gave a shir. V'yatz v'shalom pirkon. V'adayin le'chashch the Sunday did not yet set. So therefore, going into the bathhouse, you're not allowed to. It is categorically forbidden to go because you may take a towel. You may dry yourself. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so. And Amarava, no, it's not so. He went. He was makabel Shabbos. He went to the bathhouse. He did not do any malacha. Oh, but you're not allowed to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos because you might take a towel and dry yourself. That was a later gezerah that was not yet in effect at this moment in time.
Because of this, they changed it.
He remarked to go and to prepare spices,
sulfurate baskets.
Then it was to do real malacha, to go take
fumes
some smoke.
Of burning sulfur.
He managed to make an ash to make sulfur in order to go. Ahu to Usahava, no, that was a special story where they made it. In other words, they thought it was night. Sunset. It was very cloudy. Maybe it was an eclipse. It was a solar eclipse. It was very dark, and they dive in Ma'ariv, and then. Then guess what happened? The sun came out, and then we dive in Ma'ariv, and we really thought it was nighttime, and really it was only 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it was. So there, it was a mistake. They were fooled by the mitzias. So that's why it was a mistake. You were makabel Shabbos by mistake. It's really daytime. Oh, everyone, go back to work.
So what?
Just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you can go back to work. If you make a mistake, it's too big. You have to do a makabel Shabbos. Once you did it, you don't have to do it again. In other words,
the Gemara is making an assumption
that there they had a Damarav again. The Gemara is making an assumption that over here they did not Damarav again in the previous case, that just like he told them you do Malacha, he told them you Damarav betos, Damarav again as well. So the Gemara says an incredible answer. There's a difference in the tzibur and the yachid. A tzibur, we do not match it again, but a yachid, we do again.
But Shabbos is Shabbos. You can't change that.
What do you can't change?
In other words, if he davened early, that case, right?
But in that case, of course, that was the situation. But as far as davening was concerned, as far as davening is concerned, you have to daven again. So based on a mistake, a tzibur, no, a yachid, yes. And once with the yachid, already has to daven ma'ariv again because it was too early. He already can do malach as well. A difference between yachid and a tzibur. Next gemara, eat nazmar is very gaz gemara. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos. One thing good for you, you daven ma'ariv early. Can you also go home and make kiddush? Kiddush hayom is doraisa. Can you make kiddush hayom and say kiddush with the bracha before sunset? Oimer kiddush al kais or inoim kiddush al kais. Tashma. Diam Rav Nachman Meshmul mispal odem shol Shabbos er Shabbos veoimer kiddush al kais. You can do it. Vilchusach avos say we paskin. Tais for Shabbos is so powerful. The din of Tosefa Shabbos as zogrois. You can even make kiddush al kais. Before Shabbos sunset.
We do that.
Okay, Shabbos 3 o'clock.
Okay. I'm not here starting. I'll be here Shabbos the next week. Yeah, it's Israel, baby. When did I just go?
College.
I went to Dallas for a day.
When are you going to Israel?
To the Shabbos.
What day?
What?
What day? February?
February 2.
Thank you.